And she said I was going to have a really long life. That was the bummer.
Nobody told me about my life, which was, I'm like looking both ways when I cross the street.
Yes. She said I had a very long life, and I was just like, I don't need this. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
So we're excited to have once again with us our resident intuitive, Marcy Currier, is here with us today. Yay! And we, we like to have Marcy in the studio every once in a while, but today, not only did we have her in the studio, but we had her outside of the studio.
Yes, we went on a Hey You Know It field trip earlier.
Yes, a psychic field trip.
Yes.
And we went to, I didn't even get the psychic's name. Did you get her number?
I want to say Sarah.
Sarah. Okay. So we went to outside of K-Town, which is Koreatown, which is in Herald Square, like kind of midtown Manhattan. And we went and had our palms read.
Right.
For a quick, and we greased her palm.
We greased her palm, yeah. We
for
put
a quick
down
20 spot.
20 cold hard cash down, and we each got a palm reading.
For about six minutes?
About six minutes. I thought it would be longer.
I'm glad it wasn't longer. I got what I needed. I was a little surprised that she took the money afterwards. I would get the money up front. I wouldn't do back end money.
That, I felt like that was really good. Like that, there's an integrity thing there. When you're willing to take the money at the end.
Yeah. Because what if I didn't like it and I just gave her a five and bust out the door? What's
right,
she gonna do?
Right. Yeah. So is that's a mark of a good
That's
psychic?
A good sign. That's a really good sign if they take your money afterwards.
I noticed that there was the, because I went second, right? So the who went first?
I went first.
Marcy went first. And your 20 was still there.
Oh.
On top of the tarot card.
Yeah, and you
was
went
my
second.
20 there
your
as well?
20 was there. Oh, and then
so maybe that's her technique.
Leaves them out.
Yeah.
Huh.
There was a 20 sitting there when I came in.
So that's trusting to put the money, keep the money out.
Because I could have stiffed her and stolen at the same time after I got my palm read.
So, you know, because in a previous episode, we talked about psychics and the little tiny storefront shops that they have. It's like a kind of like a 10 foot 10, if that, square foot place. And it's like, what's up with these psychics? Are they real? Are they not? What? And so we decided to investigate.
To go check one out. And she was real.
Yeah.
As in, she was a human being. And she did do the work.
She did the thing.
And she didn't try to cast a spell on us or threaten us in any way.
She did tell me that I needed
more
that
work.
I need to come back for a soul cleansing. Okay. And that she does something different than everybody else ever.
For
so even
cleansing?
Though I have like a number of psychic friends and I work in a holistic community,
what she could do
would be different.
Would blow your soul's mind. Yeah. Katie had a rip in her soul.
Yeah, she told me I had a rip in my soul. It was a good soul, but I have this rip.
A tear.
A tear, if you will.
Yeah. A rip and a tear. My soul apparently was awesome, which is humorous. She said my spirituality was good because I have no beliefs. As I always say, I'm not even sure we're here.
Yeah.
And that seems to be working for
that
me.
That worked. Yeah, it
perfectly
so it was
worked.
Quite good.
So, but Marcy, you were saying Marcy got there first.
Yeah.
So I got there first and first of all, like the first thing I felt was a lot of kinship with her because I was watching the people walk back and forth and they would see her sign and they would kind of go, there'd be a little bit of interest and then it would immediately turn
first
to
all,
scoffing.
First of all, the sign does not represent this woman at all. It's just like a generic like, ooh.
Yeah, like a crystal ballish kind
made
of
made up eyes, peering.
Like, I guess it's supposed to be a quote unquote gypsy of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then like moon and stars.
Right. And then Sarah's like a short Latina with ponytail.
With the ponytail. It's like a
pajamas.
regular woman.
Yeah.
Wearing PJs. That was, I love that. That made me feel so good. I'm changing my whole style.
Oh, really?
So I kind of liked it. Because
no, I did. I love it.
What should she wear?
Well, the thing is, I was the one, like, I picked out the spot and I walked in the day before and I just wanted to make sure she would be open and she could take all three of us and we didn't have to actually make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, you know, take this card. It's my mother's card. So it made me realize, I guess it's a family business,
mm-hmm.
and
or at least two people in the family. Right?
And so I always wonder this kind of stuff. If you have it, it runs in the family.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Not in my family. Well, no.
Well, Sarah said she was doing it since she was 9, right?
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
She said she'd been doing it 9, but she also wasn't 49.
Yes, because it said 40 years of experience. I guess that's combined.
Yeah, with her
mother.
Yeah.
I do, there is a really strong history of it running in families and people talk about that quite a bit. And then there's also just like, my mom is super intuitive, but also thinks that what I do is a little bit weird.
Okay.
So
I think that's
yes,
normal for
it runs
parents
in the
to think
family,
what their kids do is weird.
And like not Not exactly. Like, not quite. We're not on the same page doing the
same
thing.
So this woman and her mom, I guess, work out of that...
That building.
That building.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty common thing. The lineage.
I don't see why not. I mean, where else are you going to get it from? Yeah. Learn.
And why is it... It seems to be a lot of women are the intuitives or psychics. It's not like the guys that are
I think we all know the answer to why men aren't intuitive.
So, in
plus,
yoga...
would you go to a man?
Yeah.
Would people feel comfortable going to
a man? I know quite a few male
I'm
readers.
Saying the obvious... Right. Not the obvious. The everyday person would see that sign, and they want to go in there and see a lady.
It's true. Right? I think that we maybe innately trust... women's
because you're going into the storefront, you don't know what's going to happen in there.
And who's this guy?
Yeah, some guy's coming out in his pajamas. Not the same.
Not the same. Right.
Guy
not
came
the
out with boxer shorts pulled right. to the side. I'm not going in there. White beater.
So
no.
In yogic philosophy, men have one moon center, which is like your emotional, receptive, intuitive space, and it's right on their chin. So like, that's why
that.
You see in a lot of like yogic or other religions, like men grow a beard as part of their thing.
To hide their
it
chin.
It creates like a level of protection.
Oh.
And women have 11.
Oh. 11 centers and guys have
do
one.
Do we have hair on any of those centers?
I don't know.
Like, is there any way to protect
them? I need to grow hair on all
because
them.
Because a lot of people say, in a lot of cultures, a beard equals shady. When we were growing up, it's like you little kids that get freaked out sometimes by men who have beards. Obviously not in every culture, because there are some cultures, like in my husband's culture, Greek, they're all hairy.
Right.
So it's
right.
not freaky. But I think a lot of people, when they see a beard on a guy, it's like either
there
they have some
something.
Wisdom or it's shady.
Yeah, there is some. I mean, you're covering your face.
it's not the important parts of your face
right.
to me.
It's true.
It's not like you've got a beard growing over your eyes. You know, right. Like, I can see what's going on. Like, I can ID you without it. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your...
Sure.
The long short of your palm.
So she told me that I would live a long life, that I would live to be 88 or 89, which I don't know. I was going to say which is confirmed by, but I don't know.
We'll see. We'll have to wait.
Time will tell.
But my Chinese astrology says the exact same thing.
88 or 89.
88 or 89. Exact same thing.
She just told me a long time, which I was like, really? This is the last thing I need.
And I also had a palm reading when I was
I don't
want to
live
when
forever.
I was little that told me the same thing.
So you'd be 88
it might have said
89.
Like 92.
Wow.
Oh, no. Have I been shortening my life over
probably.
20 years?
Probably,
the things
Marcy.
You've been doing.
And so, like that, I said, that's great. She said that I belong in nature, which I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
She said that I'm too busy working. I would agree.
Yes.
I would agree
with that for you and for me.
Yeah.
And for Katie.
Yeah.
And probably anyone in America.
Anyone who works.
Yeah. Right.
But not the French.
But what else? What else did she say to me? I'm glad I talked about it at the beginning because it's.
Did she tell you anything about like your
love life?
Oh, she said my love life is a mess, and that although
she just shook her head and was like, close that palm
she said,
up.
You've been
and
having
out.
A hard time in love, and that a lot of it has to do with the amount of psychic work that I'm doing. That it's reversed my love energy field.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
I don't really
so
know.
So you're repelling love like nobody's business.
I guess. Which I mean. It might be true.
Who needs it?
That might be
true.
Yeah.
Down with love.
She said that I should have one kid. Thank God. Because I have one.
You have one. Okay,
check.
Good. So.
Check.
And that two would be pushing it. But one
pushing
is enough.
Pushing it, lady. With that
possible.
Other human in your life.
But you almost have an adult now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I, so she's like, I could have another child if I want to. I don't need to.
You
and know. Then... This was really on point. I had talked about maybe moving. She asked me if I had a question. And I said, I'd like to move to a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it wouldn't solve the problem, whatever the problem is, but it wouldn't solve it.
But it'd be in a new place.
But it'd be nice, and I'd be doing something different. And she said, I don't see that happening till about November, which is exactly when my lease is up.
Nice.
That's nice.
So that was pretty, I felt like she was really correct. I felt like she was very accurate and just using kind of my own senses. I mean, it did... She didn't seem to be making things up. She seemed to be actually doing a reading.
How long did
really...
she look at your palm?
Not very long. Like
I kept mine out the whole time just in case she wanted to refer to
same.
It.
I did the same thing.
I did too.
I didn't want her to have to be like, could you get that back out?
Yeah.
And she looked at the left palm, which I thought was interesting.
Usually,
well, in my experience, you look at the right palm.
Why the right versus the left?
So the right palm is
I put
your,
on my right palm
is
anyway.
Your yang, expressive, outward, you know, what you're putting out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, in some palm reading traditions, tends to focus on this lifetime and where the your left palm is what you bring into this lifetime, what you've
the
accumulated.
Left palm is the devil's palm.
Preceding lifetimes.
You're left-handed. No.
Oh no. But oh, she told me I was an old soul.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which we all agree with.
Yeah.
Your old asshole. So you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it. It was great. And you know, I felt like she asked me what I did for a living, and I said I'm a professional tarot card reader. And I felt like she shut down a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
right after
intimidating.
That.
Intimidating.
She yeah. should have been like, oh, that, yeah.
She was. I mean, she was just like, oh, so you know. Like, and,
but it's
and
like
did a thing.
When I go to a comedy show and they're like, so what do you do? And I'm like, I'm a comic. They're like, oh, great. Yeah, yeah. What do you do, sir? Are you a firefighter or something? I have a joke about.
Yeah, exactly. And so she was, but I felt like she kind of pulled back right at that point. So
well, yeah.
Were you trying to read her without
not
realizing it?
Were
well,
you like, you know what? Yes.
It was
what
like,
does it matter?
What did you get
see?
Off her?
It's like the scene where there's like two wizards and they're always trying to like out wizard each
yeah,
other.
You know yeah, you know what? I didn't think about that. Yeah, I guess I was because I was just checking to see if she was really doing something.
And you know, what did you get? Did you get?
I felt
up in her grill.
I was.
And she moved her grill back.
Now that you mention it, that
see?
Is what was happening.
I knew that would happen the moment she found
out. What did you find out?
I mean, I really felt like she was doing something very authentic. She when she got to the part about how I had I needed a soul cleansing. Like
what does that mean?
See, that she you have to go tell ask her. She does something very special that she's the only one that does.
Yeah,
that does it.
Didn't say that on the sign.
Mm-mm.
Didn't say soul cleansing. Only here.
But she, I felt like she was very authentic in what she was doing, and she seemed friendly and nice and pleasant. And
I liked her. She was
yeah,
cool.
I liked her.
I'd definitely have a tasteful white wine with her if I could.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And I kind of, like, there was a point leading up to the reading and then during the reading where I was like, I'd rather just talk to her and be like, what's up?
That's
how are you doing? What's going on?
Yeah, right.
That's
you know,
more.
How long have you been doing? Like, I wanted to interview her mm-hmm. more than get a reading from her at that, like,
she probably saged out after you left quickly.
Get this.
Yeah, so sage is people burn sage to clear the emotions
had, like,
in
a sprinkler.
The room.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Like
I'm sure she has to do something like that. I didn't smell any in there, though.
No, that was it was really nice in there, but not super nice.
Yeah.
It was clean.
There was no aroma of anything.
Nope.
I didn't feel,
no.
I don't know. It wasn't patchouli.
Certainly. There was nothing. The studio smell has more of a
yeah,
character.
Aroma.
Yeah, our, hey, you know, it's studio.
Our
from,
new studio is very aromatic.
The people before us, apparently.
Enjoyed themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how was your reading? Katie, as we mentioned earlier, has a ripped soul.
Yeah.
Which we're sad to hear about.
I sat down with her and she looked at my palm and she said...
Did she just shake her head like, oh?
She was like, oh, you know, you're a very sensitive person. You're extremely sensitive. Some people think you're a bitch, but you're really not. You're very nice and sensitive.
Oh, God.
Sounds
like
great.
That. Were you hurt by that? Because you're very sensitive.
Oh, yeah, you can be sensitive, so...
Yes. You fell onto the floor.
And she told me to get out of my job because mm-hmm. I don't belong there. And
you don't
and believe- I'm too smart for my job.
Okay.
And my talents lie elsewhere. She said you could. She says I see you in a very creative position.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I see you working and talking about a bunch of different creative things and putting them all together.
I feel like I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago at the Molly Wee Pub.
Yeah.
For
but
no $20.
She's but really more she was describing what a producer does or basically, hey, you know what she was
yeah.
she was saying.
Yeah.
She
I feel like the readings that we did, we've done readings that had very similar overtones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know it is, you know, has a large psychic force in the world.
Right.
And Katie's soul. Maybe can mend it.
Yeah. So, yeah, she did say I had a rip in my soul. My soul is a good soul, but there
it's
is
a
damn rip in it.
Yeah.
And she was talking about family. She talked about
who could rip your soul more than family and
family
friends?
Family and past lovers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rip my soul.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
was like, wait a minute.
For the record, I offered to help fix it for free.
Yes.
On the walk back.
Yeah. So she says, you don't trust because of this. And I'm like, oh, God.
I mean, who does?
And then she said the next 2 years are going to be, everything is going to be fixed.
Okay.
And
including that rip.
Including the rip. And I'm also going to make
a
big, there's going to be a big move, a big change, something.
Oh, wow. Good.
Something massive is going to happen within the next 2 years.
That's exciting.
And
that's
everything
a long
is going to be
time
fixed.
Frame. Every day you got to be like, is it today? Is it today?
Yeah, but this rip, I was like, God damn, I have my rip soul. Yes. Yes, and Marcy is going to help me fix my rip
for free.
Yeah.
Or $8,000.
Really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Well, this woman is like, come on back and I'll fix your rip.
Yeah. Well, she didn't want me to come back.
No, you're good.
I found that bizarre because I'm like, you're not going to try to upsell me?
She might. I think she was intuitive enough to know better.
That I wasn't going to come back.
Well, she told me. She said, you know, I want to do a deeper reading and it's be like $75.
She's like, that black chick when we were at home.
Yeah, and it's. She goes, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is so you can get it fixed.
I didn't even get an offer for anything. Are you kidding
me? Well, you don't have a rip like I do. Well. Because you're not. You don't have a soul.
Yes, I don't have a soul.
With a sensitive soul.
I would agree with that.
I thought it was interesting that she didn't allow us to record. I asked if I could record, and you can't take pictures. You can't. Video record and you can't audio record. And mm-hmm. she said, which I felt like was a little bit of like hokiness, was she's like, oh, that will create too many distractions. Now, I do hundreds of readings and people are welcome to record. And it really doesn't. Writing creates a lot of distractions because people aren't using their
jotting their notes.
Yeah, that's different.
Oh, yeah, that's
hard. Or this
that
was my favorite.
Flow.
Typing while we're on the phone.
Could you say that bit about my soul again real fast?
I was doing a Skype reading once and the person is typing. And I was like, can you? No. You're not going to like.
That's weird.
I'm not going to record what I. But yeah, so I thought that was interesting that she, that there was no. But I also think she probably gets a lot more like asshole skeptics than I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I imagine
people
that there
walk
are
off
like
the street and,
drunk
whatever.
People and
see that's the thing. If you're drunk, don't try to get a service of any kind from anybody. I don't care if it's a reading, a massage,
maybe a pedicure.
If you're drunk,
yeah.
Didn't we write a sketch about that? It's not good to have your clients drunk. You get kicked in the face. I think we said
not good for the pedicure. It's good for you though.
I don't know. That's the last thing I need.
I like rule. I like. Yeah. If you're drunk.
If you're drunk, don't get a service. Unless it's like booze or a car home, I feel like.
Those are the things that you can do.
Yeah, if you're drunk and you're like wandering to a psychic, like what's going to happen?
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
You know?
So tell us about yours.
Mine said that I have my soul is fine. I'm spiritually fine.
Nice.
I'm better than both of us.
Yeah,
combined.
Was not asked to return for any reason or anything. She said that I should be doing work that's in my career that's more humanitarian. I'm like, lady, you don't know me. More humanitarian work. But she also said that I have.
You do mitzvahs all the time. And you don't even. You're like.
But she said something big. Well, not small mitzvahs. I think she means like.
Which Jaquetta does these things for different people, and
what
like
did I do?
It's like hush hush. Oh, whatever I did.
Money? What have I done? Anyway, I don't think I do anything humanitarian. There's all it may seem humanitarian, but on the back end, I'm probably trying to get something out of it.
Okay.
She also told me that I was gonna have some big love in my life coming up, but that I'm not really open to love, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not.
That's so why she asked you not to. I was gonna say why she asked you not to come back. She didn't do that.
She didn't offer.
Everything she said was correct. And she said I was gonna have a really long life. That was the bummer.
Nobody told me about my life, which was I'm like looking both ways when I cross the street.
Yes. She said I had a very long life, and I was just like, I don't need this.
Life.
Can I give it to Katie so she can have more time to repair her soul? Like, if she needs an extra 10 years, like, that'll be the humanitarian thing. That's what I'll do. I'll give Katie 10 years.
What about Marcy's soul washing? Didn't you get to give some to her?
I don't need, my soul is clean.
No, but Marcy needs a soul washing.
I could probably lend you my soul.
Like a little bit of
it. Seems to be clear. Like if I were
a soul injection.
Yeah.
I want a clear.
Like if I were a Scientologist, I'd be at the highest level of things. Like, so I had a really, really good reading with her and I kept my palm open the whole time, like I said, just in case she wanted to refer to it. I thought she was really cool and I liked it.
Yeah.
She didn't tell me anything that I was like, rah. But she did say there was some change coming, but she said in the next 6 months. And she, you're supposed to, at the beginning, think of a question.
Uh-huh. Oh, a wish.
A wish.
Right.
So my wish was that I'm starting a festival called Festival of the Offensive. It's going to be in the spring. And I wanted to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like hoping that people will help me out with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my wish. It didn't really get addressed. But if I have to love people or like have a dirty soul, it's not going to happen. But I thought it was fun. I would definitely say like, because I'm totally, whether you believe in it or don't believe in it, it was fun to go and like chit chat with her, meet someone,
and hear a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
And we all got very different readings, so it wasn't like
it wasn't general.
It wasn't general.
It wasn't like I see a man or a woman in your future or past. I thought she was gonna be like, do you know anyone with an M?
It was definitely legitimate.
Yeah, have you seen that guy who's like, is there someone with the letter
with
P?
With an N, with an S. With what? Sam? Yes, Sam.
It's
that's
Sam.
Right. Sam.
And is he alive or
she
dead?
She is. Samantha. Oh, yeah, she is coming to you.
Is it a man or a woman who's either alive or dead in your past, present, or future? with has the letter R.
As like someone in the field, it's so awful to overhear or watch that go on. But
what is that?
Yeah. So that's technically called mediumship. And mediumship. Someone who's really good at that. John Edward, I think, is who you're kind of referring to, but he's pretty legit.
But he looks shady.
And he sounds shady when it's going down the alphabet.
And there's a guy who does it in Vegas. I don't know if it's, I think it's John Edwards, but he does it like it's Dark Mondays. It's like right. two shows
it's
a night.
It's a little too crazy. But there's
in
a guy,
an amphitheater, basically.
Locally, there's a guy named Thomas John who he's like very getting to be well known, and he's really, really, really good. He I had a reading with him. And, like, he immediately pinpointed that my grandmother had passed, that she, like, had this specific, like, very my grandmother thing to say to me. Talked about my relationship with my mother, my relationship with my son's, like, things going on with my son in school. Like, just immediately, like...
So, is it only... I want to hear about, like, Orson Welles and Woody Allen. Does it have to be people that are related to you?
Or it usually is something that's relevant.
It can't be like May
but
West.
I thought she was great. Yeah. I thought, I think that for someone who has never had any sort of reading or anything, that would be a great place to go for the first time.
Yeah.
Because she's definitely legitimate, you know, certainly has useful things to say.
It was not shady.
It was on, not if anybody shady. Wants to know where it is, since we're giving a positive review, it was on 32nd Street between 5th Avenue and Park.
Yeah.
And it says psychic.
Psychic vision.
You can't miss the big ass sign.
The big sign. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's
She
great.
Did not have a ball of
However, I would say if you want to spend $20, just give me a call.
Yeah.
Right. Because I will definitely, it'll be more than 6 minutes. And I won't tell you that you have a rip in your soul and not do something.
Right. That's the thing.
At least something.
Just a little bit of hope or a little bit of like, you know, try to
Here's
stay
where
off
it
dairy.
Is at least.
Well, you got to go back.
Yeah.
She just saw the rip. She didn't have time to diagnose what it was.
Yeah.
How many
inches.
So
I'll do...
It's frayed.
I'm going to run a special right now. I'm coming up with it right now.
Good.
It's a Hey You Know It special.
Readings. Hey You Know It special for Hey You Know It listeners. 20-minute readings for $20.
Wow. You guys,
Why
that
not?
Is
That's
fantastic.
A huge deal. It's a huge deal.
$1 a minute.
So how do they contact
They can give
you?
Me a call. No. Not to schedule. Don't call me to schedule. Text or email me to schedule. So the number is 860-823-8605 or my email is Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y at MetaMarcy, MetaMarcy.com.
Do not call me.
Don't call me.
We just talked about how we hate voicemail.
I mean, you can. I won't get back to you.
You can leave a message.
You know, it'll be a while and you may never hear from me, but you can text or email. And then you will call me when we do the reading. We'll do a phone reading.
So I have...
You would say, hey, you know it, 20 minutes, $20.
Yeah.
Okay.
The hey, you know it special.
And
nice.
That's a huge deal. This is better than Groupon.
That's how we do here.
Yeah, this is a great deal.
We give you a ring. Okay. So I have something here I wanted to ask you about. Now, normally we have a segment that we do called Reality TV Roundup, where we find like shows that are reality TV, and there are tons and tons of shows about the paranormal. But then I found this. Have you heard about Paracon?
I haven't.
Paracon.
The Las Vegas Paracon. It's the second annual, it's the largest annual paranormal convention in the Southwest. So I guess there's a lot of these things because they made it in the Southwest.
Wow. In the Southwest? I would never imagine in the Southwest
that
this
exists. Oh man, I'm just thinking, like, cons are so weird anyway. You know,
everything has a con, though.
If you go to a fairy con or if you go to Comic Con, like, it's
have
already
you been, what
so
is fairy con?
Weird. I haven't been to fairy con. I've only been to, Comic Con.
Fairy con? They have an actual convention
about
fairies.
Yeah, for people who like fairies or are fairies or into fairies.
And what do they do?
I don't know because I haven't been there.
I'm somatic. Like, everyone dresses up.
But they dress up
on.
Like fairies. They definitely dress up like fairy or other woodland, like,
creatures. Maybe a nymph?
A nymph. Or like Pan, or
what are you saying so sincerely too? You're like nymphs.
Yeah, nymphs and fairies go together.
And then what are they romp or like what happens?
Yeah, I think there are probably like I'm guessing.
Now she's clearly said she doesn't know, but I don't care because I want the information.
I've been to other cons and I'm guessing.
What con? Have you been to Dragon Con?
I've only been to Comic Con.
Okay, so basically,
I'm sure that there are classes on how to communicate with the fairies. You probably get a fairy name.
Oh, I'd love a fairy name.
You probably can buy a lot of fairy stuff.
Accessories.
Right.
Wings.
There are probably, maybe there are
Elven
fairy
slippers.
Panels, I would imagine. There probably is a screening of
fairy-related films.
Yeah. I'm sure. I bet you could...
It sounds to me like it would be like Little Girl-a-Palooza.
Yeah.
Like,
And I know they, like, the one...
Not that adults wouldn't be there, but little girls would flock to that. I bet you
there's got to be, like, a sexual fetish, fairy fetish.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
That's the other con. that was your fairy noise
for the
fairies? That's very specific.
Fairy sexual fetish.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Enough. Well, this one, they had, like, a fairy ball, so you'd go... My friends went to one. You'd go and dress up.
Like a fairy?
Okay. In your fairy finest.
In your best fairy.
Yeah.
Not the everyday fairy wear.
Right. But really over the top. Fairy wear. Yeah.
Over the top?
Yeah.
I want to see some drag fairies. That's all I'm interested in.
Okay.
I'm sure that wouldn't be a problem.
FairyCon.
I'm sure that wouldn't be a problem.
So you've been to Comic-Con?
I've been to Comic-Con.
Have you been to any cons?
No, never one.
I did a Ren Fair, that's it. I've seen it. I've always wanted to go to Comic-Con. I've never gone because I don't get the tickets in time. Yeah. It's like a huge...
But what about this paranormal con?
Okay, back to cons.
It's a Las Vegas Paracon. It's at Binion's, which is like...
Binion's?
Binion's is like an old school... Like, this ain't like highfalutin. Vegas. Binion's.
Is that like that's a made up word or somebody's
name?
No,
it's someone's name. Binion's Gambling Hall.
Oh, wow.
It's a hall. Come down to the hall and do some gambling.
They have people from, you know, sci-fi, haunted collector, ghost hunters, and the children of the paranormal, which sounds creepy.
It's really creepy. There's a show, and there is, what's his name? His name is...
There's Travis Hill and Vicky
Coffee.
Franklin.
Coffee, somebody.
I forget his name.
Chip Coffee. He's the best. Chip Coffee. He is the coolest, sweetest psychic. And
is a child?
No, he's a grown man. He's a grown man, and he's from the South. He's like, there's a ghost in here, you know. And then he also runs the workshops for kids who are sensitive and not with ripped souls, but the kind that
no,
can
little
see
Katie's.
Ghosts. And so he helps them learn how to.
And it's very touching because when you meet the, and I've worked with kids who are really sensitive and their parents who don't understand them. Because I can relate to that. So I do a lot of work with indigo children or rainbow children or crystal children. Mostly just to get the parents to stop
trying to view
their kid through the only lens that they have, you know, and really to let their child be their child. And it's very touching to watch those because usually the kids start to feel like they're going crazy and because no one's validating their experience. So he usually comes in.
Isn't that bizarre though? I mean, these are, you know what I mean? Like, give your kid a break. It's a kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, parents get really scared. I'm thinking particularly of one client that I have where I had met the girl and she, a couple days after we worked together, came up to me and just said, I really thought that I was ready for the mental hospital. Like, I really thought I was insane. And so I did a lot of helping her mom, understand, don't try to control this. Don't try to fight it. And don't be scared of this. And usually that's the biggest problem is the
parents
are afraid.
Were people, religious or something?
No. Just, you know, it's like if you have... I think what happens when you're a parent, and this, I'm just guessing, but...
Well, you're a parent.
Yeah, I'm not, normal. but what happens is I think the typical person expects their kid to be a version of them. And so when their kid
I
is doing
not.
Something that they...
That's why I don't
they,
have a kid right now.
If their kid is doing something that they can't relate to, it's terrifying. And so they start to, freak out. And especially if the kid has a lot of, psychic weight to them where they can... Because this girl could, will will her mom to do things and,
Really? Oh,
wow. Okay,
now
that
sounds like
school.
Children of the paranormal.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely had, a lot of psychic ability. And what also happens is when you have a lot of psychic ability, what it means is that you have a lot of, density in your aura, in your psychic field.
Okay.
And so weird things happen around you or people respond to you in really, unexpected ways because there's... your energy field is doing things, activating them.
I find that so, because I worked with, at summer camps and I taught for years. Kids, are so weird. I never would make a judgment on any kid for doing anything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just let
them
do that. There are some kids, you see a kid every once in a while who just, there's a kid in my neighborhood who likes to dress up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. It's fine. It's a little kid. I wish I could dress up every day, too.
No,
leave him alone.
I know. Children, the thing is, as children grow, you have to learn, you have to teach them how to present themselves as normal and, as safe as possible.
Right.
And that's it. So all these behaviors that these kids have, really, we can do, too.
Yeah.
And we do.
Right.
We just have to choose.
But also, we're, we do entertainment stuff, so we have no...
Yeah, that's another thing.
We're in a different...
I dress up all the time and prance around, and I'm I'm going to a show. what's the problem?
Well, being in entertainment, we also... Our filter is a little bit different.
Yeah.
So
who? My what?
Our filters are a little bit off, and you know, we adjust it and do different things.
More ideas of what's okay. Yeah.
I forget though that people do think that everything is weird. I have a friend, and her kid is not weird, but she likes to dress really colorful, like rainbow bright. Mm-hmm. But all of her other little friends who are like 8 or 9 are wearing like skinny jeans, which I think is ridiculous and boring. Mm-hmm. Right. If you can't dress like rainbow bright when you're 8, when can you do it?
Never. Right. Never.
I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Like, why can't you just wear whatever you want to school every day? Like, so if you want to wear, like, some striped tights, fine.
Go ahead.
Who cares? Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't get the thing. So anyway, so Paracon is happening. And what I liked about Paracon is it's a 3-day event. It's in its second year. And the first day, it says, don't be shy. The Las Vegas weather will allow you to enjoy the festivities in your best swimwear. So there's a pool party.
No. Oh, wow.
This does not sound like a good idea.
No.
It says come in your bikinis, basically. But don't party too hard. Because on Friday night, it's the first of 2 night investigations.
Oh, wow.
So I guess they're going to snoop around Las Vegas. And Las Vegas has tons of, like, haunted sites.
Yeah.
Then it says they're going to have a food, fun, and spirits.
Ooh,
I don't know what kind of spirits that is.
That's cute.
That's good, yeah. That's
and then
good.
They're going to have, Sunday they have, and this is what makes it sound actually cool, there's a paranormal hangover breakfast.
That's really funny. What a funny, like, party zone psychic mashup going on there.
So it's the second year of it. It says they're the largest one in the Southwest.
Should we do another field trip?
Yeah, right?
You got this?
I don't, sadly, we're not going to have time to get there because I think it's like next month.
Oh.
But it's the only thing that I don't find exciting about it is most of the things are from like TV. So it's like well, I said, Haunted Collector, Ghost Hunters, Destination Truth, Taps, West Coast.
Those are your people. What that means to me is that they're trying to attract
Travel Channel, paranormal people. Paparazzi.
Yeah. They're trying to attract the
trying to mainstream the whole thing. Yes. So then they can draw in everybody else.
So rather than it being like the people who are in
like
that
fanboys
field,
and stuff like that.
This is more, I think, trying to capture people who are interested in it and maybe think it's weird.
Rather go to the more freak show variety.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I'll take all comers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's all the people who are in that.
Yeah.
I don't really mess around with ghosts too much. It's not my living people, number one, present enough of a challenge. I don't need to, like,
love it.
I don't need to go any further than that. And it just gets really weird to me.
Have you had experiences with ghosts?
Totally. And I'm pretty good at mediumship and, like,
I love that word, mediumship.
Yeah.
I had no idea
it's
that
being
was
a
word.
Medium. Like, so mediumship.
Like Long Island medium.
Yep. And so you can take classes here in New York City. I took my first mediumship class here. My favorite experience with a ghost or, you know, such a thing was as my grandmother was passing away. I was in the hospital with my grandmother when she was dying. And I look over to my left and my grandfather is sitting there and he's wearing like what he would have worn to church. He's wearing like a full on green suit with a tie.
Wow.
And
he has already passed.
And he's already passed. And
he's
just
sitting there.
He's sitting there.
Well dressed.
And then and then he sees me and he's like, you know, kind of waves. And then he starts bugging my grandmother. So one of the things that happened when they were living was that he was always ready for everything, ready to leave the house or ready for people to come over, like 20 minutes ahead of time and always rushing.
I like a song.
And so so she's dying. Like she's in the middle of dying. And he's pointing at his watch going, and often, like, don't hear,
couldn't get a break.
And it was so funny
because
he's, like, pointing at his watch and kind of doing his thing. And usually you don't hear, like, ghosts can't talk is a thing I've heard and also something I've experienced. I don't know if that's totally true, but where you don't hear them, but they make gestures and they show you pictures and do things to communicate that way. So he's, like, doing his like, come on, Ma, let's go, let's move it along here, and then she pops up because she'd been kind of in and out, just in I don't know whatever you're doing when you're dying, and was like, just give me a minute here, like this
really,
like, don't rush me.
That's fascinating. I find that absolutely.
It was
fascinating.
Really.
I find it horrifying the fact that even
yes. But me too. That's where I was like, give her a break. But really, like...
So, like, whatever's going on now, if you think it's going to be like, oh, it'll be different later. Guess what?
No.
Because it's the dynamic that you've established. And it was just really... It was beautiful to me. Because it was a part of their love story. Like, that dynamic was a part of them. You know? And it was... Mm-hmm. That was really beautiful. And he just was there clear as day. I could...
He looked like an actual person. It wasn't fuzzy around the edges.
Well, it was like... It was like I knew he wasn't actually sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And... He really was
deceased.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. But very,
not.
Very clear.
That's a different thing.
And very, like, placed in, so I see things all the time, mm-hmm. you know, but in this particular instance, he was, like, placed in the room. He was sitting on, like, the, you know, when you go into a hospital, they have, like, the big radiator mm-hmm. or the heater mm-hmm. that's right by the window. He's sitting right there.
That's so funny.
Impatiently.
Just like, was, and it was sort of
laugh?
With
was
a wink.
Like,
yeah, it was sort of with this, like, we're going to do this thing now, like, joke, but it was also not, I don't know, it was very funny. And I've, you know, I've done different mediums, but I, like I said, people in their living state are enough for me mm-hmm. to work with.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at stitcher.com.
So speaking of living state people, I have two questions from listeners.
Perfect.
Okay, one of them is a friend, and I will show you her name, but we're going to refer to her as Martha.
Okay.
This is her...
Martha?
Martha. This is her full real name.
This is funny. So can I...
Why Martha?
Can I tell you I had this dream that my name... Well, so in the dream, I was really sad. Really, really sad. Mm-hmm. And then it turned out... You know how dreams are weird, and you don't know what's going on? Mm-hmm. It turned out that I was really sad because my name was Martha. And I was no one is ever going to like me.
It's kind of old-fashioned. I think you need a time machine.
It's the same
Martha.
As Martha Stewart, which means I'm frumpy. Like, it was, but it was so devastating. I was so sad for, like...
It's like Dorothy.
This whole long dream.
Oh, that's really funny.
Really
so what is Martha?
So Martha asks, I'd like to know if 2014 will be the year I get my career back on track and move from jobs to career track positions. So instead of just having
got it. Okay.
When am I going to get my career?
So the first thing is, this is I'm not critiquing Martha's question, but I do want to kind of give the listeners an idea of what happens when we ask this question. Because as a reader, what I want to do now is break it down. Mm-hmm. And so it's number one, what does 2014 look like relative to career?
Yes.
So that's the first part of that question. Mm-hmm. And the card I'm pulling is the Three of Pentacles, which is, yes, the answer would be probably yes to her whole question. The Three of Pentacles is about getting your self out there, where people can see and hear and know what you do, mm-hmm. and that they can respond adequately to you being it, to you doing it. So first of all, it looks like 2014 is really your step back into kind of a public sphere, or getting the assistance that you're looking for, or...
So if Martha needs to put it on Front Street.
Yeah, exactly. So,
go Martha.
So that's the first step, is we say 2014 looks really good, and it has this feeling of like some of the work that she's been doing behind the scenes now takes center stage, and people can really observe it and appreciate it. And it would, in an advice aspect of this reading, we'd say make sure you're putting yourself out there. Make sure that you're taking the steps to you know, this is send resumes out, or if you have a product, you know, send your product to people, make sure they know about it. If you're a performer, go book some gigs, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So then when we look at the idea of back on track, that involves some past, present, and future. So because back on track it implies so much. It implies that it was on track, then off track, and now what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're going to look really quickly at past, present, and future of her career. So we look at the past,
is
we look at the present.
Deck?
I don't know. I use a lot of different decks.
It looks different to me.
Okay. So it looks like I pulled three cards, one for past, one for present, one for future, with this back on track idea. And so initially we have the Page of Wands reversed. And that says to me that your initial like career getting out of the gateway sort of thing was almost a fluke. Like if things were going really well for a little while, there's this like...
Girl, don't fool yourself, Martha.
Not that it can't get back on track.
The 90s did a lot for a lot of people who weren't doing a lot.
But there's just this sense of, like, getting out there before you're ready. You know, when you like, I'm going to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can kind of... And so if things have taken a slower pace since then, it probably means that all of the structures weren't in place. That mm-hmm. there's sort of a, you know, jumping the gun a little bit, which is great because it showed Martha, what's possible for her. It mm-hmm. kind of... But it gave her a glimpse of it, but without all of the... background necessary to do it. And so the past few years, and to me, I'm seeing like the past 3-4 years, seems to have brought to light all of the things that were missing, all of the underpinnings, all of the structural pieces that were needed or would have been necessary to really have this be a more stable trajectory. And we see you now going into the future, the Seven of Wands, which is the being able to handle things, kind of, and literally would be the card of getting back on track. Mm-hmm. It's like where you get ahead of any problems that have creeped up. That you and I, the energy I feel is a little bit of like climbing slowly to the top of the heap, but it looks really good for all of this. And I think that in hindsight, so when we go farther into the future, I'm pulling another card, the Nine of Swords. I think you'll be able to see very clearly kind of what maybe was missing or what went wrong along the way. Right now, from the perspective that you're in, Martha, it looks like, oh, I don't really know what happened. Like, I don't know. Like, how did this all fall apart? And really, it didn't all fall apart.
We say
it
that
just
every day
seemed,
here at Hey You Know It.
Right? How did this all fall apart?
Well, so it never really fell apart, but it was part of a whole trajectory.
Yeah, and it was never really
together
in the way that it seemed like it was. And so the biggest piece of advice for career rather than job stuff is to just keep taking the opportunities that present themselves. And know what you want to do. Get very clear and focused on what you want to do. The Chariot card comes up. It's the card of desire plus will creating, kind of being a catalyst or an accelerant. So, you know, and you guys know how that is. Like, you're like, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. And the second you put a tiny bit of energy into making it happen, you know, you meet someone on the street corner who's like, well, I can help you with that. Or, that always happens to me. And I've seen it.
It does when I'm organizing things.
Right.
People pop up and I'm like.
And
that?
That's the energy of Chariot. When you, it's will plus desire equals, you know, a catalytic movement. So know what you want to do and take the steps to doing it. And don't worry about your idea of like, is this coming together or is it not? Just keep going and know that you're being supported in going.
Cool.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
I hope you enjoyed that, Martha.
Yeah.
That got down in the weeds. Who else wrote in?
The second question comes from The Word Whore.
It was long.
Who is it? No.
Okay.
It's actually not. It's
okay.
Not. The Word Whore is the host of Air Out My Shorts, which is a podcast in Canada.
Yeah.
And
you can find them if you do a search for airoutmyshorts.com, right?
Right.
They'll come up.
Okay. So The Word Whore, I said, you know, we're going to be having Marcy in the studio. Do you have a question? It could be anything. It could be about your love life, about your podcast, about anything. And she goes, sure, count me in on the love life question, as in, will I ever have one again? Please and thank you.
Okay.
Was that clear?
All right. Yeah, I like that. So let's look at, I'm just going to straight up answer her question. Will I ever have a love life again?
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
snap.
Don't.
I'm just kidding. I don't even know what they mean.
We can't do Word Whore. We have no idea
what
these cards. She's turning over cards and Jaquette is reacting.
So the answer we got is the Hanged Man, which says, it's not really an answer. Sometimes the tarot is a little bit of a dick and just doesn't give the answer that you're looking for. So yeah, the Hanged Man says, sure. And when I look at all of the cards together, it's about not trying so hard, that the harder you try. And I wonder if that's kind of what my palm reader was saying to me too. There's this idea of almost a reverse energy happening, that the harder that you try, the more effort that you put into it, the more it almost repels mm-hmm. that from happening in your life.
If the effort you're putting into it
yeah.
is not good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're working hard, but staying in
and
place
if you're coming
whatever.
From a place of like, this is never going to happen and slogging around trying to make it happen, it creates a conflicting energy and nothing can happen.
And then you get this.
Yeah.
So we have the challenge that you're facing is the Three of Cups reverse, which is just go have fun in your life. If you're not doing enough to just be enjoying yourself, it's very hard to attract a partner.
Oh.
And then also when I hear
that.
The words like love life, I just think of not a romantic thing, but love life, like having love in your life. And so start there. Love your life, live your life lovingly, you know, have all of that coming together first, and then just
people
go be nice to people. That's the...
Be kind,
right.
Right.
We were talking about that earlier. The difference between nice and kind. Nice is just something you act like, but kind is a place that you come from inside of yourself.
Right, because we were talking about women having a hard time saying no. They have to pretend that they have to be nice.
Yeah,
and it's like, when do I stop being nice? How do I put down... just make boundaries and things like that. And you said, no, if you know how to be kind,
then
you don't have to worry.
I did it for the first, because I always take on too many things. I always tell people I'm going to do stuff for them. Mm-hmm. I guess this is what you're talking about, me being humanitarian. But I was like, I'm cutting that shit off. I told someone I was going to do something, and I just didn't have any more.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And I felt really awkward. I was like, no, it's better for me to go and tell them, you know what, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Than to not do it and to make it a thing where it's like,
well, that's
a big deal.
That's part of it. You know, being upfront and being honest about it instead of saying I can do it and it falls apart, be like, well, no, this
and
is
so
more
I
than
feel
I agreed
like,
on.
Like in that example, nice is doing something for someone, kind is
being honest
in
mean,
a
like,
way
I can't do this.
That is like helpful.
I should figure out how to say no. You know what? This is going to be the week of no.
Okay.
People ask me to do no.
I've been doing the opposite.
No. Okay.
Oh, I've been in the week of yes. Have you
Love
seen the Jim
you.
Carrey movie?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's Yes Man, where he gets into a thing and he has to say yes to everything.
I like how the
title
tells you what it's
going to be. He decides to change his life by saying yes to anything that comes in.
So he ends up with like a,
it's kind of,
he ends up with a mail order bride. I haven't seen it in a while. He just says yes to like,
yeah,
he
gets a pop-up email that says, would you like a Russian bride or whatever it was. Yes.
Yes. He says yes to everything. But that happened last night. I was, this guy asked me to, I was going into Popeyes. I was in Harlem and I was going to Popeyes.
You know how you do.
You know how I am at Popeyes.
Chicken, 2 pieces and a biscuit.
Mostly because I had drank.
I don't know what you're doing.
Consumed 2 liters of water in the last hour and a half. So I had to go to the bathroom. And he said, will you buy me dinner? And so I said, no, because...
At Popeyes?
Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm not buying you dinner. And he didn't look like he was starving. It
would have been like $3.
Let's just say.
He
looked well cared for and well fed. And,
but he's a fine lady.
But I didn't want anything from Popeyes. And they made me be a customer to use the bathroom. So I bought him dinner.
Oh,
and was it like, 2 piece and a biscuit?
I bought him a 3 piece because that's. I was like,
you
"What do
generous.
You want?" Well, no, I asked him. I was like, "What do you want?" Like, I didn't want to get him something he didn't want.
You're ruining it for white people in Harlem. Katie's gonna be required to buy 2 pieces.
I
of biscuit
was like, "What do you?"
Want?
I was like, "What do you? What would you like?"
Because like, the last white woman bought me some biscuits.
I had to give him props because he was like, "I don't know, like 3 thighs and a biscuit," and I was like, "Oh, and a drink," and I was like. All right, then. Like, I just was so excited for him
and a biscuit.
That he very clearly knew what he wanted and was able to ask
for. He was probably surprised. He was probably trying to hit on you, but he was like, wait a minute, I'm probably not going to get her phone number, but I can get at least 3
wow.
fries, 3 thighs, and a biscuit.
Yeah, and then I came out, and I was like, here you go. And then he was like, and did his whole, and I was like, no, I need to use the bathroom. Just
that was your first date. You took him out. You took a brother out for a meal.
That's awful.
I'm assuming it was a brother.
So what else do we have here for?
Okay, so we just just have more fun, less work in both ways of taking that. So more fun, like go out more and work less. If you work fewer hours, like just work less work. But also regarding your love life, have more fun with it. Do less work with it. You know, try less hard at making it happen. Overall, just put one last card for your love life. It's going to happen. We have the 6 of Wands, which says absolutely, and that this happening really does rely on your attitude. Your positive attitude creates the positive outcome that you're looking for. That's totally possible. Totally doable.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That was for Word Whore.
So I was telling you all earlier that Bob Dylan was playing in Hoboken, and he was playing outside on the pier, and I decided to walk by and just kind of eavesdrop on the concert since I didn't get a ticket. And I was standing there and a man...
Wait, did you want to originally go to this concert and you couldn't get a ticket?
No. Okay. I was like, oh, maybe I'll just stand
there. Because that's a me move to stand outside a concert and listen.
No, I thought, oh, it would be fun to go and I never got a ticket and then there it was. So I said, let me just stand outside. I could hear the music. I thought I'd just stand there for a few minutes. And a man standing next to me... turned to me and said, you know, I have a ticket, but I can't get in because I brought this giant camera. And do you want take my ticket, go on in, enjoy it. And I thought, oh my God, that's one of the nicest things. And
I missed the camera part before. I mean, because no one's taking pictures of old ass Bob Dylan. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is he supposed to do if he has a camera with him?
Unnecessary policy.
Yeah, it just seems weird to me. Like, no one's trying, you know what I mean? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So, the thing is, he gave me his ticket, but it was a printout of an email. So, I have his name and address.
Hi.
Now,
send him a shot glass.
I'm going to send him a shot glass.
I like that idea.
And if any of you write us in, we'll also send you a Hey, You Know It shot glass. Zing. Anyway.
No, but I was like, oh, is there something, some advice for him? His name is Sean.
Okay.
Sean.
Okay. Dylan. We'll call him
Sean Dylan.
And he is
So do we have anything to say to him?
Don't bring a camera out.
We have any advice for him that can help him?
Oh, no, Sean. You should have gone to that concert, son.
I'm just going to have Jaquetta come with me to all my readings and sit over and brush my shoulder.
With a tea pan.
And be like, oh, no.
And react to the cards that she doesn't really know what
Girl,
they mean.
Girl, run. You got some nerve coming up in here.
Well, okay, so if Sean's listening, what I would say is it looks like Sean has some kind of problem, some sort of issue that he's trying to work out. And all you need to know, Sean, is make a decision and trust that it will work. That's how you operate. That's your deal. So so it's basically like, don't sit there hemming and hawing. Just decide on something and all of the forces will sort of converge and help you out with what you need to do.
Okay, Sean, there you go. Yeah,
so that's a freebie for you, Sean.
Yeah.
So if people are looking to reach you, how can they find you?
They can text 860.
Do you hear that, people? Do not leave a message.
Start again.
860-823-8605. Or email me at Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y, at MetaMarcy, MetaMarcy.com.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks! Squeeze harder so that there's like some kind of a
sink. It brings a lower resonance into your
voice. Oh, it doesn't.
We need to see it on your face. We need to see it.
That's called the Mula Bandha.
Really?
In yoga.
I always ignore that.
So yoga for your butt?
Well, it's actually an energetic lock. And when you engage it, it changes the way it allows the energy to travel up your spine differently. So you have your Mula Bandha, which is your butthole, mm-hmm. your taint.
Yes. In common parlance. Yes.
Gabe and I have like our ghetto, our character, like it's a ghetto yoga teacher. Squeeze your pussy and your asshole real tight. It's like that.
You might hear
Wow.
That.
Anyway, so
but
then
makes more sense than when I go to yoga class and they use all of this terminology. We're like, we don't know what that is, but I know what a butthole is.
Your Mula Bandha is your butthole. Yeah. And then
the butthole is universal.
And then your Uliana Bandha is your like navel. So you pull that in. And then there's another one that, like, when you get all the way up and you take big breaths and your chest is open, your neck locks. So that's what, when you see yogis, like, doing that.
That's what they're doing. But you did all this stuff when you did theater, right?
I did, yeah. I don't know.
What happened to your butthole?
Squeeze your butthole.
Squeeze your butthole. Squeeze your butthole and the voice will follow.
Yeah.